inference or our calculation, our possible cause have its place there. Nothing. So surrender is necessary. Surrender and know. If he is gas to make you know. I say, who are you to challenge the infinite?
Look in the mama.
You forget the very foundation of the education. We are so helpless in the ocean. In the ocean, in the storm, in the earthquake, there are so many things, in the atomic war also, man-made. What we have got? Nothing. In the infinite. That we, our existence is eternal. So thank Him. That our existence may not be fixed. Some will say that would have been better. It is better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. Better to die than to accept the theory of slavery. What do you think? Say, are you of that party?
No.
Slavery is inconceivably a better life than so-called freedom of gunda life. This is all gunda life. Gunda means rogue. Rogue, rascal, and what are they? What other words are?
Ruffians.
And what is the most objectionable? Most intense ruffian.
Dacoit.
That is a Hindi word. Dacoit.
Hindi dacat.
Dacat. That is Hindi dacat. Is Bengali.
English we say dacoit.
Doshu in Sanskrit.
Yes.
Doshu. Chora taskara dasu bhi maha sahasi ko istata. Alexander and the robber. There is a talk between the two. The robber, Alexander caught a robber. And he was looting and robbing and this thing. But he was a greater robber. The robber replied. I am only small villages and towns, but your countries and the countries you are robbing. Are you not a greater robber than yourself? Everyone is a robber here. Robber, looter, loot. That is also a Hindi word. Looting. Ruffians, rogues, rascals, and what other terms are there?
Scoundrel.
Badmash.
Scoundrel.
Which is the most intense?
Scoundrel.
Scoundrel.
Scoundrel. The lowest of the mankind.
Prabhupada
uses a term, the lowest of the mankind.
Naradhama.
Naradhama.
Naradhama. Lowest of mankind.
Naradhama.
Lowest.
Naradhama. Lauhuta Sarki Lokesme. Taiva Asurai Vaja.
Miscreant.
Daiva Asurai Vaja. Lauhuta Sarko Lokesme. Daiva Asurai Vaja. Then, what is the next line? Do hudo sargo do kismin doiva asuroi vaja. Daivi sampad vimokhaya nimadnaya surimata. asuttamapatisthanti jagadahuranishwaram kim aparamparasam bhutam kimunnat kamahaitukam. This is the mentality of the demonic school thinker, demonic thinker. Asuttamapatisthanti, they say that this world has got no real basis at all. Apatisthanti, jagadahu manishwara, there is no God. Aparam parasam bhutam, only produced by chemical combinations. Aparam parasam kimunnat khamu hoitakam, and the sense pleasure is the highest attainment here. These are the theories of the atheist, the demonic school. Nothing good in their stock, either in present or for future. This is a class of thinkers. They are worse than Satan. Satan has got recognition of God and the fighting for with him. But that is recognition. Satan, he recognizes God, but he's a fighter against him. Hare Krishna. Satan, if you call one, he was Satan personified, then what is that? More than scoundrel, ruffian, all these things, rascals. Is that will be the extreme? The negative side, what will be extreme? Satan or ruffian or rascal or rogue?
Demon?
Satan, demon.
Demon. Demon is the strongest term on the negative side.
Yes.
Demon.
Satan demon is considered the leader of the demons.
Satan.
Christian.
Satan is considered to be the leader of the demon. So Deva, the divine, and the demonic. Two sections, Daiva and Asura. Asura, demonic class. And Daiva, who admits divinity, who is approaching towards divinity. Deva, towards consciousness, consideration, love, affection, justice, mercy, and others. Of the nocturnal, what does it say? They are agents of the nocturnal agents of darkness. They are agents of darkness. Again, ignorance. Three classes. Agyan, Gyan, and the Prem. Three classes. Ignorance, knowledge, and love. Three phases. Thinking, feeling, willing. And Gyanu balak kriyacha. Gyanu balak kriyacha. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Arirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Hare Krishna. The highest synthesis in love, prayer. What can harmonize the impossibles? Prema, the mercy can accommodate everything. Love can accommodate everything, can harmonize. Justice, knowledge cannot do. Knowledge or justice cannot be all comprehensive. Some examination must be there. But love, mercy, forgiveness, so is to hurt is human, but to forgive is divine. We generally should think that justice must be the highest thing. But how a better thing is possible, more than justice, above justice, it is rather impossible. There's something, justice must be the highest thing, otherwise there will be anarchy. But there is a thing. Which is mercy. At the center of that mercy, the cause of that mercy must have such capacity as to bring the opposites together. To keep within his fold, he must have the power of compensation. Only he can show mercy, who can compensate what is required in justice. He can do mercy. Otherwise the other party may be neglected and the injustice will be there. That is not desirable. But mercy or love, that can compensate more than demanded by the justice. The mercy is such position, a whole such position, plenary difference. And it is at the root, and the Krishna is there. The dedication to the utmost degree. And that is the source. That is the source from nectar is being produced. That nectar producing plane. Nectar producing plane. Plane of love and mercy. Above justice. Autocrat means above justice. So, how good he must should be, autocracy. Autocracy means above justice. So, absolute goodness. Otherwise, autocracy cannot be anywhere else, only with goodness. Autocracy presupposes goodness in the real sense. Otherwise it is more than hell. Real autocracy is possible only there in truth and goodness. Law can compensate anything so broad, so spacious, so accommodating, so noble, the cause, the prime cause, the idea of the prime cause will be such, and if we can think a part of that, we can be noble. We also can be promoted to the higher degree of our life of nobility. By thinking that. No reaction, all reaction is digested there. Justice has its reaction, but love can digest all sorts of reaction, so powerful. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Gurudev?
Yes.
When we take honor prasad, when we honor prasad, we are to appreciate how Krishna has tasted it. In our preaching,
we shall try to be attentive about that the conscious side of that prasad, avoiding the material, the sense experience, eye experience, that also be utilized for that purpose. They will be subservient to that consciousness with God, connecting. By experience, they will be all subservient. That is in good color. And then the scent is very good. But the others also, the touch, it is not hard. All these, not to satisfy me, it has satisfied the Lord. The transfer of the center from one's own ego to the Lord. All other subservient, all other feelings. The main thing will come to harmonize everything towards the high. To be conscious that the enjoyer is he. Enjoyer is he. Everything is for himself. Krishna, Krishna India Dharma, Krishna Santosh. How he has been satisfied with the color, with the scent, with the softness, with the dressing, all these things. Everything must go. We shall see how. If he is satisfied, then I should try to follow his satisfaction. Everything will be taught not in a primary way, but in a secondary way. How he has tested, how he has he has tasted, he has liked it. My liking will be subordinate to his liking, not a separate independent, but must be in submission to his test and his satisfaction. In every way of life we shall seek, not only in prasadam, in every way of life we shall try to connect it with his, how he is satisfied. Our always inquisitiveness will be how this thing is satisfying him, the search. His satisfaction is to be searched in every action. And because he is far away, so next center, the Guru, the Vaishnava, the next nearest center. How he is, if he is satisfied, it is all right. Then Krishna is satisfied, it is guaranteed there. If Guru is satisfied with my service, then I may take it that Krishna is satisfied. Otherwise Guru would not give it for his satisfaction. In this way, nearest station. And if Guru is also absent, then any devotee who is superior, I can safely think he is superior to me, then if he is satisfied, I shall try to be satisfied. In this way, we shall seek the satisfaction of the Supreme Will in every activity. By that, wherever I shall go, will it satisfy Krishna? Or my Guruji, or a Vaishnava, then I shall. You don't rely alone. When none is present, he will ask within you whether my Guru or Vaishnava or Krishna, are you satisfied? Will you be satisfied? You must inquire within Guruji. This dilemma, I am with, between this dilemma. What side I should take of this? If this dictate me with a clear mind, unbiased mind, we shall try to stand before the inner Guru. And if I find any suggestion, we shall go. We shall do that. I am saved. No more may be expected from me. I mean, from my position, as I am, I shall try to be always faithful to Guru conception, to Vaishnava conception, to Krishna conception, Mahaprabhu conception, all that. Self-effacement and self-surrender. Mainly, that will be our way. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. For this I am told he will come, but after taking prasadam there perhaps, is it not? Or may not come. Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What the rishis are thinking? A condition comes. So my plan is some relieving station. station and
he wanted to know where Aranya Maharaj was going to go, and I said he was going to London to preach. And then he said, well, he will not be given facility. And then I says, well, if he has a desire to preach, then the facility will come. That is the main thing.
And he will make recruitment in general for the Acharya of that zone, the know-how. And if in a special case, that may be taken here. But general recruitment, I think, then he will get their sympathy. What do you think? Hare Krishna. And they will be able to stand in a strong foundation with their present help.
What happened?
I have a problem with my arm. Sometimes it pops out.
Some pain in the arm came. He has some trouble sometimes on the arm.
And the right side.
Left side.
Sudden pain.
Yes. Sometimes. Pops out of the
And how you get relief?
Well, it dislocates. And then if you pull like this, then it...
Dislocation?
It comes back.
Sudden dislocation?
Yeah.
No pressure. In ordinary state, the dislocation
just happens.
Comes.
Yeah, it just comes.
Yes.
Perhaps any disorder in your movement.
Sometimes.
Some reflex, some defect in the reflex action.
I was in an accident.
The dislocation comes. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare. And you can adjust it yourself. I have experience of such a case. But that occurred not always due to some pressure, not any time. While swimming or carrying any pressure may be misplaced. And dislocation comes. Again, if properly located, all right. No pain. Gaur Hari Bol. Generally, Jaltal Khan dynasty. Gaur Hari Bol. Is how I got over there? Not a.
Sarinata.
9:30. Is how I go.
Maharaj, did Srila Bhaktivinoda give diksha to any men?
Yes.
He did.
Yes. Very few. I have seen his Dikshit Shishya, about 7 perhaps. The Tirtha Maharaj, the old Tirtha Maharaj.
Yes.
He was disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but given sannyas by our Prabhupada.
That's Guru Pradeep Tirtha.
Pradeep Tirtha.
Yes.
Then there was one Shambhu Banerjee, he was a managed man in Kirishpur. He got diksha from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There was one gentleman in Sharif Ganja, from Basanta Nam. He was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Another lady, a very educated lady, Vidyut Lata Bose. And profound knowledge in Bhagavatam. He studied Bhagavatam from Bhaktivinoda Thakur direct. That lady I saw, disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Her son was also disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but I did not see him. He already died before mother. Then another was Kumud Babu, who was in Bangladesh. Perhaps he might have died by this time, but during the anarchical movement in Bangladesh, the Pakistani soldiers came to shoot him. He told, stop for a little and let me be ready for the last time. So went to his room and took the Harinam Malika and took his seat in the chair and asked them, "You may shoot me now." But the very time.
Good.
There is one Kumud Babu. There is another Vasanta Babu Kumar, Nakul, son Nakul Bamojari, living in Sanskrit. He was a portrait maker. He was also Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciple. So we saw so many disciples of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Babu Hari Babu. But that may be counted on the figures, on the fingers. But Prabhupada's disciples,
many,
nearly 1,000 perhaps, 1,000. And Swami Maharaj, perhaps lakhs.
No, 5,000. 5,000, they say.
5,000.
5,000. Of course, lakhs of people turning this side.
Connected.
Yes.
Sympathizers. This life members, how many?
Life members, many.
That will count to lakhs.
Yes, it will come to more than lakhs.
There are half disciples.
Yeah.
They are reading his books.
Some of them also become, quite often they become, of course,
Gaur Hari Bol.
Yesterday I got a notification. Letter came from the visa office. From visa office in Calcutta. Visa.
He has 10 more days. Dustin Baki.
Oh, visa.
In India, 10 more days.
Now, I am to consult with you, what about the letter of Madhavananda? The first week, he may come to Calcutta. So, one of you must help the scholars. The scholars should be the head, not the financier.
So Madhava's program.